Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, Steely Dan bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit and a 13th anniversary show with our good friend Barbara Weltman. She's the author of J.K. Laster, Small Business Taxes, 2011, and several other books. Barbara, by the way, Barbara, there's a supplement, right? An updated supplement online for these books, right?
That's correct. It's a free supplement. It's on my website. It's on jklasser.com to supplement the book because the book went to press before the December legislation.
Right.
So we've incorporated everything online.
I appreciate you taking care of that. So check that out, folks. Barbara, what's the news on wrapping up 2010 filing and getting ready for planning for 2011? What's your best advice?
Well, a couple of key things to note. One is there's a really good tax break on the 2010 return. If you're self-employed and paid your health coverage yourself, you can use that to reduce your net earnings when you figure your self-employment tax.
Huh.
And this is going to come out to a substantial tax savings. So let's say it costs you, just in round numbers, $10,000 for your health coverage, and you reduce your net earnings when you figure your self-employment tax, you're going to save over $1,500 in taxes.
So now, define self-employed, though. See, I think of myself, philosophically as being self-employed, but actually I'm an employee of a subchapter S corporation, so I don't
qualify. So you don't pay self-employment tax.
Right, I don't qualify for that. My corporation
No, you don't.
That,
no, it's only people who are sole proprietors, independent contractors, partners, and LLC members.
Non-incorporated employees.
Correct.
Okay. What else?
So that's a really good break.
What about LLCs?
Yeah, they're unincorporated too.
Same
thing. They're
okay.
Self-employed.
Okay, go ahead.
So that's one really good break. Another break is if you have business tax credits, you can they exceed the amount you could use in 2010 because of the general business credit limit. You can carry those credits back and offset, you can carry it back. Usually there's a one-year carry back, but now you can carry it back for 5 years.
Wow.
Plus, you can offset both regular tax and AMT, alternative minimum tax.
Now, which credits are these now, again?
Your business credits.
If
you had a research credit,
work
opportunity credit, other business credits. It's only for small businesses, but this is a really, and it's only for 2010, but a really good break.
All right, what else?
Well, I think for 2011, don't forget to note that, coming back to self-employed people, you know how you as an employee are paying 2% less on your Social Security taxes of FICA?
Right.
Well, the same break applies to self-employed people.
Ah.
So the 2% of what would be considered the employee's share is reduced. So take that into account when you're figuring your estimated taxes for 2011, because remember, as self-employed people, they don't have withholding, so you got to pay this tax through estimated taxes. Reduce what you have to pay; it'll help you cash flow.
This is brand new, right?
Brand new, one year only, 2011.
Yeah. All right, that's good information. What else?
And then don't forget all the good favorites like expensing of equipment purchases and
Section 179.
100% bonus depreciation and your deductions for your retirement plans. So a lot of the good things are still around.
Right. And there's never been more ways to set up a retirement plan for small business than now. I mean, there's so many options, aren't there? There's so many, it's almost confusing, isn't it?
Too many options, maybe.
Sometimes,
too many choices. There is I don't remember the number offhand, but there is an interesting IRS publication it is for, like, which small business plan is for you kind of thing. And that could be helpful to making your choice. But certainly sit down with a tax advisor, lay out what your goals are, meaning do you want to put in as little as possible for employees? Do you want to save as much as you can for yourself? You know, what are your goals? What can the business afford? What's the size of your payroll? And then pick the right kind of plan.
Right, absolutely. And folks, you can find a lot of this on Barbara's website, BarbaraWetman.com. You got to own her book, Small Business Taxes 2011. And the supplement, by the way, is on her website to update the book to the new tax stuff. Barbara, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always. By the way, tell them where the radio show is, by the way, quickly.
The radio show is Build Your Business every Monday, 4 to 5 Eastern Time, and you can find it going to my website, BarbaraWeltman.com.
So check it out, Barbara Weltman. Thanks, Barbara. See you next time. Happy anniversary. Thanks for 13 great years.
Bye.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.